God is My Father, a compilation.
You have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba, Father. Romans 8:15. My father abandoned his wife and four children when I was young. I never saw him and never heard from him. And until I was 18, I believed he was dead. When Aunt Emma, my father's sister, told me he was alive, I was astonished. I gave her my graduation picture to give to him and hoped he would contact me. He never did. Later, when I committed my life to Jesus, I developed a relationship with him and knew his love. Yet I was afraid of God the Father. Knowing him as a tender and loving father seemed impossible. One day I learned that my father had died. My deepest prayer to meet him would not be fulfilled. I felt an enormous hurt, and I visited Aunt Emma. She told me a little about his life and death, and said he decided not to see me because he was too ashamed of his behavior as a young father. He must have known, through her, that for 17 years I had asked about him. I stood near his grave, engulfed in anguish. My search was over. This was as close as I would ever get to my father. I cried out to God, "It's too late, too late. I have no father." At that point, I heard a voice say, "I am your father." I turned around, but no one was there. Again, I heard the words, this time softer, "I am your father." It was hard to believe at first, but the God I had feared spoke to me. I felt his love surround me. Because God revealed himself to me as my father, I no longer feel the hurt of an abandoned child, nor the pain from my fruitless search. I was healed so that only the memory and none of the pain remains. That afternoon in the lonely cemetery changed my life. Where God was once only a remote figure of the Trinity, he is now the Father I talk with, walk with, and praise each day. I realize this wonderful Father loves all his children so much that he awaits the day that he can draw us close to himself forever. Robert DeGrandis. Your Heavenly Father loves you, each of you. That love never changes. It is not influenced by your appearance, by your possessions, or by the amount of money you have in your bank account. It is not changed by your talents and abilities. It is simply there. It is there for you when you are sad or happy, discouraged or hopeful. God's love is there for you, whether or not you feel you deserve love. It is simply always there. Thomas S. Monson. I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life. Neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38-39. Though we are incomplete, God loves us completely. Though we are imperfect, He loves us perfectly. Though we may feel lost and without compass, God's love encompasses us completely. He loves every one of us, even those who are flawed, rejected, awkward, sorrowful, or broken. Dieter F. Uchtdorf. God's unfailing love for us is an objective fact affirmed over and over in the Scriptures. It is true whether we believe it or not. Our doubts do not destroy God's love, nor does our faith create it. It originates in the very nature of God, who is love, and it flows to us through our union with His beloved Son. Jerry Bridges. God is love. He is our Father. He is not some old bearded gentleman way off somewhere, or some kind of ferocious monster that you can't understand. But He is the all-powerful, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent Creator that pervades all things. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man. Nor is He served by human hands, as though He needed anything, since He Himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. In Him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we are indeed His offspring. King David beautifully expressed, "If I'm up in heaven, you are there. If I descend into the depths of hell, you are there. Wherever I am, you are with me. I can never depart from your spirit. The High and Holy One dwells in the heart of the meek and the lowly. He will live in your heart if you'll ask Him to come in." David Brantberg. My sacrifice was not only to provide forgiveness of sins, but also to open the way to my Father's heart. Now that you trust me as your Savior, you are the recipient of perfect love, my love, Abba's love. This perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. People are born into the world in spiritual bondage, including bondage to fear. Because you inhabit both a fallen world and a fallen body, it isn't easy to break free from fearfulness. However, the Spirit can help you in this struggle, enabling you to see yourself as you truly are, a much-loved child of God. The Spirit frees you to cry out, "Abba, Father," believing you are His precious adopted child. In the presence of a loving, strong Father, even the most frightened child eventually calms down. You have a perfectly loving, infinitely strong Father. So bring your fears freely to Him. Let Him hold you close to His Abba heart, where you know you are safe. Open your heart to receive vast quantities of His love. The more of this love you hold in your heart, the less room there is for fear. Receive this love in full measure. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.